Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, a pastor, author, podcaster, and Marian theologian. At present, I serve as the president of the Mariological Society of America, and this is the Commentaries series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day number 17, and we will be discussing the purification of Our Lady. But before we dive into this text, let's first begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, you called Mary to be the mother of your divine Son. In obedience to the law, Joseph and Mary bring him to the temple and present him in that holy place. Simeon takes the child and his life mission now complete as he holds the Christ child in his arms. Lord our God, we offer you our lives. And we ask that you make us aware of our calling and our vocation, that we might faithfully carry it out to the very end. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's reflection is on Discourse number 6 of the Glories of Mary, part 2. It's focusing on the purification of Mary. Now, this is a feast day of the Church. February 2nd comes 40 days after Christmas. We know that sometimes as Candlemas. So, when it comes to this purification of Mary, as Alphonsus Liguori calls it, you might be like, well, I know it as the presentation of Jesus. Well, that's today's name for it. So, for a long time, the focus kind of was on the Mariological, on Mary's purification, obedience to the law. But then, really, this transformation to the Christological, focusing on the Christ event of it, that of Christ being offered to the Father, that this couple offering, that Jesus himself becomes the sacrifice. This is the fourth joyful mystery. So maybe you spend time thinking about the presentation in the temple. For those who might pray the Liturgy of the Hours, the words of Simeon the priest is always repeated in our night prayer in the canticle. Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Well, that's an aspect of the presentation that Simeon is told by God that he will see the Messiah, the promised one. And so when Jesus enters into the temple, he knows that this is the one for whom he had been waiting. And so he offers him to the Lord, takes him in his arms. Another aspect of the presentation, before we get kind of to the meat of it, you know, you have Anna, the prophetess, on the side. She sees all of this take place. She tells everyone she can about this child that has been brought into the temple. She readily believes as well. So let's talk about kind of the meat, if you will, of the purification of Mary, the presentation of Jesus, because it does focus on this offering of the Christ child. So it's humility and obedience, St. Alphonsus says, that brings Mary and Joseph to do this. I remember during the year of St. Joseph preaching on the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus, and I reflected on that aspect, that Joseph is doing this out of obedience. Jesus as God, he doesn't need to be sacrificed or offer. They don't need to make a sacrifice in the temple. They don't need to present him. He is the offering himself. But out of obedience, they go and do this. Everybody else has done it. It's kind of that principle. Jesus goes through and experiences everything that he can. Takes it all on. That Mary is told by Simeon. This is one of the main events of the presentation. Simeon says to Mary, "A sword of sorrow will strike your heart, will pierce your heart." Alphonsus Liguori tells us that it was difficult for Simeon to make this prophecy because he realized what it would mean for his mother. He prophesies this. A sword will pierce your heart. So how much did Simeon know? Did God give him the vision of what was going to happen, that as Simeon was praying one day in the temple, did he see that this child that one day he would hold, that he would be nailed to the cross and there his mother would stand beneath the foot of the cross? Is that part of a vision that he saw? And so that's why he's able to make this prophecy. Jesus is offered in the temple. And really, this offering is the beginning, at the beginning of his life. 40 days after his birth, obedience to the law. This offering will be completed at the cross. That as he hangs on the cross, his offering to the Father, as he offers himself into the Father's hands, that his death on the cross is the sacrifice completed. That as two turtle doves or pigeons were offered on this day, that Jesus would become the final offering on Calvary. That really the sacrifice of these animals no longer is necessary because of what is to come by his death on the cross. The sacrifice completed once and for all. And maybe Mary has a sense of this because of what Simeon says. And that throughout her life with Jesus, maybe she recalls what Simeon says, and so she knows that something is going to come, that this sword of sorrow is going to pierce her heart so that the thoughts of many might be revealed. She knows what's going to happen. Simeon tells her. That's what Alphonsus Liguori offers us in this discourse. There's also the kind of the relationship to Mary and the martyrs. And we'll see that as we reflect on the sorrows of Mary later on in this series. But that because she has a sword pierce her heart, she is united with the martyrs throughout time who offer their lives. She's united because she is offering the life of her son. That's the martyrdom that she experiences, the offering of her son. So there's a lot here in this discourse. The presentation of Jesus in the temple, the purification of Our Lady. There is a Marian component to it. There is the Christological. So there's the Marian and the fact that her heart is going to be pierced. So she goes to be purified, and here she receives from the priest this prophecy that will be fulfilled. And Mary, you know, at the visitation, She made a prophecy herself. All generations will call me blessed. Well, all generations call her blessed because of this moment, because of what will come, because she is mother and she's there at the foot of the cross. So there's the Marian component. Mary purified, Mary prophesied about, her role as mother, Joseph there, silent in the scriptures. And then you have the Christological, the fact of Jesus being presented, him being offered, the sacrifice done for him, so that one day he could become the sacrifice. The presentation of Jesus, you know, it could sometimes just be kind of dismissed as just an event that they had to do. But with the help of St. Alphonsus Liguori, boy, do we come to understand more fully the great richness that's contained in this event in the life of Jesus and Mary. One that's worthy of our meditation today and every time in the fourth joyful mystery. This brings to a close our meditation today for day number 17 on the purification of Mary, the presentation of Jesus. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we discuss Mary's Assumption. Until then, may God bless you and Mary pray for you.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support the commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.